soldier lay dying on the leafy pines. He lay dying there whilst escaping from the cruel blackened towns. A comrade held him kindly with his head upon his knee, and to him did softly whisper, "Take this message to Tralee. Tell my parents not to murmur, it would give me peace and joy to know that she's the mother proud of her own dear Irish boy. Tell her I'm dying quite happily, and from trouble I am free. Won't you take this lonely message to my mother in Tralee?" "Tell my own dear little brother, I'm dying a hero's death, that I fought for dear old Ireland in my last long heathen breath. Tell him always love his country and never a traitor be. Won't you take this lonely message to the brave boys in Tralee? But oh, there is another, and for her I can scarcely speak. Would she weep if she could see me expiring tired and weak? She would, 'cause she was kind to me, and good friends we used to be. Won't you take this lonely message to my Eileen in Tralee?" Did she not regret our parting? Poor indeed would be her lot, for she shared the wants and sufferings of her own dear Irish cow. Tell her I'm dying quite happily, and the truth I give to thee. May she never know one sorrow in her home in sweet Tralee." As he spoke, his voice grew weaker, he grasped his comrade's hand. Tears bedewed his comrade's features, proud son of Paddy's land. He kissed him as a brother, "Heaven be your bed," said he. "Cruel war has rudely taken our brave boy from Tralee.